Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Melissa Simmons.
Hi, Melissa. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with another law firm for this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was this for you or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Ovarian last year.
Oh, okay, ovarian. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did the doctor say what subtype it was? Was it adenosquamous carcinoma, endometrioid, clear cell, anything like that?
It was serious low grade.
Okay, just low grade. Okay. And you said it was
Stage
last
one.
stage one. Okay. Last year you said you were diagnosed? Okay, do you remember the month and the date?
It was September 9th of 2023.
September 9th. Okay. And what was your age at that time when you were diagnosed?
44.
44. Okay. And where were you diagnosed? What hospital or facility?
It was in shit. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Can you hear me?
Hardly.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Let me hold on. Let me check the. I'm going to closer to the router.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Sorry, I was outside. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. Where
Okay, now
were
what was it? What did you ask me?
you diagnosed? What hospital or facility?
Oh, Torrance Memorial Medical Center.
Torrance Memorial. Okay, and where was that located? What city?
In Torrance?
Torrance, California?
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. We
I
just
just assume, I'm just assuming.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We just help people from all over the country, but okay. So
I
you
understand.
live in California as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor? Do you remember?
For the diagnosis of my treatment,
Yeah, the diagnosing doctor.
it was Dr. Latris Allen.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
LATRICE ALLEN
Okay.
MD.
MD. Okay. Dr. Latrice Allen. Okay. That was at the Torrance Memorial Medical Center?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer for more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, probably maybe about 6, 7 times.
6 or 7 times per year?
Yes.
I see. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
4/26/79.
4/26/79. Okay. Have you ever
Yes,
been
no.
diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have any other friends or family members that were also injured by the hair relaxers?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Okay, no problem. And how old were you when you first started using the hair relaxers?
Probably maybe like 28, maybe 26.
26. Okay. And have you used it in the state of California most of your life?
Yes, I've always lived in California.
Always lived. Okay, perfect. If you had to put a date or a year, what year did you first start using hair relaxers?
a year, I would say maybe like 2004, maybe.
Okay, so let me see here. Yeah, right around 2004, 2005. Okay, I'll put 2004. And when was the last time that you used it? What year?
September, about 20 of last year, yeah.
Of last
I
year.
stopped using it, yeah.
Okay, all right. So 2004 to 2023. And how often did you apply it? Was it weekly? Was it monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly. Okay. Okay, yeah, about once a month, you said?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Okay, so you used it from 2004 to 2023. So about 19 years, does that sound about accurate?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And did you use the product at home or in a salon or both?
Both.
Both.
I mostly did it at home, but maybe once a year I would get my hair done at a salon.
Okay, so mostly at home.
Yeah.
And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
No. Okay. And do you happen to have any receipts or any empty bottles by any chance?
I possibly. I
Possibly.
could go
Okay.
through, yeah, I could go through my drawer receipts if I needed to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it would help the case if the attorneys ask for it. But if you don't, that's okay. So I'll just put unsure for now. And which brand names did you use?
Oh, it was the L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, okay. Was that the one that you used most of the time, or did you use
Yeah, I
multiple ones?
always use the L'Oreal.
Always, okay. So L'Oreal, yeah, I know that one's the most popular one I've heard.
Yeah, the Dark and Lovely.
Yeah, the Dark and Lovely. Okay, and then did the cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I got diagnosed last year, so yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I'm just reading the question verbatim for the
Oh yeah, no
recorded
problem.
line.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you. And have there been periods that the hair relaxer was stopped, or was it continuous?
Continuous.
Continuous, okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your cancer?
Chemotherapy, I got radiation, chemotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy.
Oh, you did. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Okay, so I'll make some notes here. So chemotherapy, radiation, and then a surgery. You said a complete hysterectomy? Okay. And when was the last time that you received treatment, or when was the date of the surgery?
I'm in remission now. Hold on. Yeah, I'm on the phone. No. Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
My cousin walked into the room. Yeah, and what was your question again?
When was the last time that you were treated for any of the either the chemotherapy, radiation, or the surgery? Like a what was the last
October, it
date?
was October 28th of this year.
Of 2024 this year?
Yeah, I'm on the, hold on, I'm on the phone, John. Yes.
Okay. And we're almost done here. I just have a few more questions. Okay, and then
Okay, yeah, no problem.
where were you treated? Was that at the Torrance Memorial Medical Center or somewhere else?
No, it was in Torrance, yes.
In Torrance. Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that did the surgery or the doctor that treated you?
Yes, it was Dr. Ficret.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Ficret. I'm sorry, you would probably need both the full name, right?
Yes, please.
It
Yeah. Was it the first name?
Atomadidi. Yeah, Dr.
Okay.
Ficret Atomadidi.
So
A-T.
Secret is the first name?
It's F. Ficret.
Oh, okay. Ficret. Okay.
ATA MDE DE
Okay. Dr.
MD, yeah.
Secret
Atomic,
Atomdidi.
yeah.
MD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then that was
Oncologist. He was an oncologist.
oncologist, okay. And that was at the Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Just to confirm the address, was it on Lomita Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I do see it on here. I'm just going to copy that address. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and can you spell your first and last name?
MELISSA SIMMONS.
Okay, Melissa Simmons.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have a phone number. Is this your cell phone? 562-337-3636?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open your email
Yes.
through your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And then can you confirm your email for me?
It is adultingissa@yahoo.com.
Okay, can you spell it one more time?
ADULTINGISSA@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, and then what is your current mailing address?
7623 Wellsford Avenue, WELLSFORD Avenue, and then that's in Whittier, California, 90606.
Whittier, California. Okay, 90606. Is there a unit number, apartment number, anything like that?
No, it's a house.
No. Okay, perfect. Do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. And would that be through mail or electronically or both?
Either.
It could be either?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. No problem. So it does look like you meet the requirements. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward to submit the intake here. The last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number, just in case you become unresponsive. So if we can't get a hold of you for whatever reason, we'll contact them so that there's no disruptions in your case. And we just found it necessary just so there's no disruptions if you become unresponsive. And for that,
right.
Would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Lives with me.
Lives with you. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My boyfriend.
Okay. And what is the phone number?
Area code 562.
Mm-hmm.
329.
Mm-hmm.
0059.
Okay. And what is his first and last name?
Sean Natividad.
Okay. Sean, is that S-E-A-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then can you spell the last name?
Natividad. It's N-A-T-I-V-I-D-A-D.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. So now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign. It's the retainer agreement. It gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page.
Oh, you want me to do it right now?
Okay. Yes. So in order to process the claim. Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah, it's just so they have permission. Yeah. And then the medical release form that gives them permission to look through the records.
I understand.
Okay. And then no problem. I haven't sent it yet. I'm just verifying that everything's spelled correctly.
Yes.
For identification purposes, can you provide the last four of your social?
3022.
3022. Okay. Yeah. Just because it's a legal document, so it'll go on that. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's just an electronic signature and a few initials. Okay, so let me just make sure it went through. I'm going to send it to your email, and I think they'll also send you a link through your text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you to open.
Okay,
so let me see here. And you're going to be with, I believe it's Pulaski Law. Let me just verify here. Okay, yeah, it's the HIPAA compliant form authorization for release of medical records and the agreement that they're going to represent you for just this case.
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent it over.
To both the email and the phone?
Yeah,
Okay.
whichever one's comes up first or whichever one's
Oh,
easier.
gotcha. Natalia Cardenas.
Yes. So that's my name. I'll be your intake specialist. I'll be your step one, and then I'll transfer you to the attorneys.
Okay.
All right. And while you do that, I'm going to look for the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you and you can save their number.
Okay. Oh, geez, I need my glasses.
Take your time, don't worry.
Okay, so I wouldn't owe the attorneys anything if nothing comes about it.
Yes, correct. They only work on a contingency basis. So only if there's a settlement.
Now, is this a personal thing or a class action thing? Like, if I don't have, am I signing on to be with a group of people or my own individual?
It's your own individual case. Yeah, it's a mass
Okay,
tort. It's
okay,
different. Yeah.
okay, okay, cool.
That's a good thing because they'll take your medical history in consideration, like specific to your illness.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. Geez, it's hard to decide with my nail, with my finger.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they make it tiny sometimes. It doesn't have to be perfect as long as it looks like your signature, like it's you. And
Somewhat,
I,
yeah.
yeah,
I
I
am not
think,
a bot.
of course, yeah. I think they have like an option where it's a pre-filled signature with your name.
Okay, and all the okay, I see your initials.
Yeah, make sure to tap where it says save and use, just so it saves it.
Okay. And then finish shiny finish.
Okay, I just got the notification. It looks like everything's signed. And you'll also get a copy of everything in another email, so you have that for your records. Now, Melissa, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 to 10 business days for them to review the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll review everything. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. That's it for this call. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or send me a text. I'm going to send you another text message with my line and the number for the attorney so that you can save it, okay?
Okay, thank you, Natalia.
Thank you, Melissa. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.